This is the State of Things, broadcasting from Blue Ridge Public Radio in downtown Asheville. I'm Frank Stacio. The countdown to the 2018 midterms is on, and all seats in the North Carolina General Assembly are up for election. Democrats are hoping to secure wins in both the House and the Senate to break the Republican supermajority. Two competitive House seats in Haywood County may be crucial. And two democratically held seats in Buncombe County are also hotly contested. Jeremy Loeb is a Blue Ridge Public Radio reporter and Morning Edition host, and he's been following critical races in western North Carolina. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Yeah, good to be with you,
Frank.
Also with us, by the way, we're streaming this live on Facebook right now, so you can watch us as well. Let's start talking about some of the big issues that are top of mind for people in western North Carolina. What are the issues here?
Okay, well, you know, it really depends on who you're talking to, but if you talk to different legislators in different parts of western North Carolina, they'll tell you different things. So, for instance, if you're talking to, say, Norm Bossert, who's running against Chuck Edwards for the state Senate. He's a former school principal, and he'll tell you that the big issue is how we're funding our schools and education. So that's a similar issue to the statewide issues that you'll be hearing about from other parts of the state. You probably remember the Red for Ed march there, where about 20,000 educators marched on Raleigh. Yeah. Now, broadband is also a big issue out here in western North Carolina, especially in the rural areas. So we're talking more outside of Asheville, but that's been an issue that's come up a lot here in western North Carolina. Healthcare is also a big issue, and my colleague Lily Knapp is here. She'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. Also, the opioid crisis. That's really key out here. So those are probably the big issues, but the race may turn on more national issues like opinions on Donald Trump and Brett Kavanaugh, things like that.
All right. So we'll talk about some of that and the key races, too. Some very competitive races. Haywood County has two seats that are held by Republicans, and those are gaining quite a bit of attention.
Yeah. And there's two races that we're looking at out there that are expected to be really close. One is the example of the incumbent, who is Republican Mike Clampett. He's running for the fourth time against Democrat Joe Sam Queen. So Joe Sam Queen won the first two races, and Mike Clampett won the last race. This was one of the closest races in the state of North Carolina. Clampett won by just 277 votes in the last election. So if there is this expected blue wave that people keep talking about, there's a good chance that this might be one of the more likely races to flip. So that's one of the races. There's another race that we're looking at, and that's Republican Michelle Presnell, and she's running again against Democrat Rhonda Cole Chandeville. Now, Presnell won the last election by about 10 percentage points, so this would be less likely to flip, but so it's going to all depend on this so-called blue wave. And I'll mention my colleague Corey Valancourt has followed this race closely also. He's got a great analysis up at BPR.org.
All right, and there are some seats that are currently held by Democrats, because maybe what we should talk about is the Democrats are hoping that they can at least rob the Republicans of their supermajority in this size. So what would that take for them to do that?
Well, Republicans in the Senate control 35 out of 50 seats. Democrats would have to gain six seats to break the supermajority there. Republicans in the House, they hold 75 out of 120 seats. This is more likely for the Democrats to be able to flip control there, because they only need to gain four seats to break the supermajority. We're not really expecting them to flip complete control, but they're just trying to eat into that advantage so that Governor Roy Cooper, who is a Democrat, can actually sustain a veto.
Right. The supermajority allows the Republicans now to override the veto. That would change all of that.
Right.
But those flips that you talk about also assume that the Democrats keep the seats they have, and there's a couple of questions here in western North Carolina about that.
Well, that's right. You know, because Democrats are expecting gains in this race, and they have to make sure that they're actually playing defense in these races and they don't take their eye off the ball and get complacent, I guess. You know, so we have a couple of races here in Buncombe County that are expected to be tight. One is Brian Turner. He's an Asheville Democrat. He represents the district that is the most red. So he's the Democrat that represents the most red district in the state. Ironically, he did not have an opponent in the last election. The Republican pulled out at the last minute and they couldn't find a replacement in time, so he ran unopposed. But so his is expected to be a tight race there. And then the other one is, he's running against Republican Marilyn Brown, who's a music teacher, I should mention. And then the other is John Ager. He's a Democrat out of Fairview, also a Buncombe County Democrat. He's the owner of Hickory Nut Gap Farms. He won his last race by 10 points. And he faces Republican Amy Evans of Black Mountain. So if If Republicans do well in this election, these are some races that could actually turn. And we should also mention this gender enthusiasm as well, because these are two men running against women. If women are energized over perhaps the Brett Kavanaugh debate, these are races that could potentially be impacted by
big,
that.
Big turnout even takes those heavily gerrymandered districts, in a sense, puts them in play if there's a huge turnout, given the registration figures in this state.
Right.
What about, just briefly, fundraising and the amount of money that's being spent on these campaigns?
Well, it's debatable of how much the money is going to matter, because, for instance, in the Joe Sam Queen race, Joe Sam Queen outraised Mike Clampett in the last election and still lost, as we know. But Democrats do have a huge fundraising advantage in this election, and that's not just here in Western North Carolina. That's all over the country. House races, in particular for U.S. Congress, Democrats are raising money at an impressive clip. So it remains to be seen. I've talked to David Brooks of the New York Times. Told me that the point of the money in politics is just to get your name out there. So once you've done that, you've got it. Then all these many more millions maybe don't matter as much as we think they do.
Jeremy Loeb, Blue Ridge Public Radio reporter and Morning Edition host. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Well, one of the big election issues in Western North Carolina, as Jeremy said, is health care. And this region has seen a number of big mergers in the past few years. Mission Health, of course, we've talked about that, set to be sold for $1.5 billion. And now a new merger underway between LifePoint and RCCH Healthcare Partners in Western North Carolina. Lily Knepp is a Blue Ridge Public Radio reporter covering Western North Carolina, and she joins us now. Welcome back, Lily.
Nice to have you in Asheville with us, Frank.
It is a pleasure to be here and get a little closer to some of these important stories that we've been talking about. Talk about these latest mergers now.
Really, the issues with healthcare in Western North Carolina are basically just access. A lot of people are really isolated in Western North Carolina and don't have access to very many hospitals. So there are only a few hospitals west of Asheville. And Mission, which is based in Asheville, is really the biggest hospital here and really where people need to go if they have real issues with like their heart, or if you have a really sick child, or you need to give birth to someone who's really hurting or something right. like that. So there's really not a great access to like acute care. So those are really the big issues going on right now with these big mergers that are taking place into for-profit hospitals changing over from non-profits.
Yeah, and the obvious tension is you've got a few people spread out over a large area of land, right? And for hospitals to remain not necessarily even profitable, but they will tell you viable.
Exactly.
They really have to consolidate and make some kinds of economies. Those economies end up cutting into access. That's really the tension here. And the mergers, of course, can create those economies, but don't necessarily address the access. So we've talked a lot about the Mission merger, but talk about this latest one in far western North Carolina.
Yeah, so LifePoint, which is a much larger healthcare organization that came into Western North Carolina about 4 years ago and bought three of the hospitals out past Mission. So that's Harris Regional Hospital in Jackson County, Swain, which is in Swain County, and then Haywood Regional Hospital, which is in Haywood County. And so those have been under this Duke LifePoint merger. And now LifePoint is merging with RCCH Healthcare, which is a healthcare arm of private equity firm Apollo Management Group. And so this is a for-profit healthcare system that is now being sold to a larger for-profit system. So people are really looking to this with, you know, some interest, since we're going through this for-profit merger with Mission to HCA and seeing that this this hospital that's already been in that for-profit space is now becoming a part of a larger system.
Well, what was it like under LifePoint? As you say, it really was only a few years ago that LifePoint took this over, a for-profit system, now becomes part of a larger system. What was it like under LifePoint, and what are the fears or the hopes about this new merger?
LifePoint really did some great things for Harris Regional Hospital and for Swain. They saw a very large cash infusion into their hospitals. They got a whole new emergency room and an updated labor and delivery unit. One of the things we've talked about Mission is Angel Medical Center in Franklin closed down their labor and delivery unit. And so a lot of people in Macon County who were unable to give birth there then had to move over to Harris Regional Hospital just over in the next county. So they actually saw a 70% rise in births at Harris Regional Hospital. So having that cash infusion from LifePoint was really key for them being able to keep up with this rise in people coming over.
All right, so that was over the last few years. Now this merger, you said people are looking with interest. Would that include anxiety? Is some of that interest anxiety, or are they hopeful? Are there promises here that things might even get better?
I think people are mostly looking, or I spoke to the CEO of Harris & Swain, so he was pretty positive about it. He sees this as stabilizing their parent organization. And so it's not, they think of it not so much as a change for the local Western North Carolina hospitals, but something that's happening on the level above. They don't think they're going to get the same cash infusion as they did last time, that it's really just going to be stabilizing that baseline of what they're already achieving and kind of continuing that. They had a trust set up with the LifePoint Hospital, so they don't think that's going to happen again.
All right. Well, thank you, as always, for your coverage. Great to be here and great to see you.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about that, and we will continue that conversation. That's Lily Canep, a Blue Ridge Public Radio reporter who covers Western North Carolina. Just ahead, stereotypes of the Appalachians conjure images of white mountain folk, but African Americans live in these mountains too. A moment of artists coming together to give their work a name and a voice. We'll share that moment with you on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.